use that.
Good evening and welcome to the Town of Discovery Bay Water Wastewater Committee meeting. And if you could do roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Is there anyone on the line?
There are no hands raised.
Is there anyone on the line?
There are presenters.
Presenters. Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you. And there's no one in the room for any public comment. So with that, we will close public comment and go to the consent calendar.
Move to accept.
Kelly? Yes.
Second.
Director
Grant?
Aye. All right, and we're gonna have an update by Erin Goldsworthy, our water wastewater manager, regarding the sewage treatment plants.
Afternoon. All right, so I have an update regarding the miscellaneous project at Wastewater Treatment Plant 2. We had a pretty good turnout of contractors and subcontractors the initial walkthrough. And from that, we received 11 bids. And of those 11 bids, the low bid was $5.3 million and the high bid was $7.6 million. The engineer's estimated project cost was $4.5 million, so the lowest bid came in about $900,000 higher than estimated. Part of this project is a new vac truck building, or just a vac truck building, a decant station, some improvements to the electrical at the solar dryer project, and some rerouting of piping from the decant to the lagoons. The project was originally going to be brought to you in this special committee to possibly award or talk about a bidder, but we had some last minute addendum updates to the website, which pushed back the actual bid opening. So hopefully right now we're talking about it internally, reviewing all the bids, and we hope to bring something or an update to the next Water Wastewater Committee in September. That's the update. Yep.
Any questions?
No.
Thank you. And now on to discussion items. We'll move on to discussion item F1. Erin, would you like to come back up to the podium?
Yes, so discussion F1 is the possible recommendation of well number 7 culvert. As you were made aware in the past, we have a culvert at well 7 that is currently failing. It's at a point where we can't have access via any vehicles to it, which is kind of concerning, because if we were to have any issues with well 7, that would require a utility truck or a crane truck. We wouldn't be able to get to our own site without asking permission to go through someone's field, farm field. So the culvert we do own, pictures were provided previously showing you that the pipeline is collapsing. And today we have Justin Shobe here to discuss the culvert options.
Hello, Justin.
Yes. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. It's nice to see everybody. Thank you, Director Graham, Director Graves. Yeah, we've been looking at this emerging issue on well 7 with the site access failure. It's a culvert that contains water from drainage ditch on property that the district owns adjacent to the Newport Drive. So it's kind of capturing essentially the agricultural runoff from the fields just to the west. And it transmits down along the drainage ditch and then through the culvert and right into Kellogg Creek, right where the district's well 7 site is. When well 7 site was constructed in 2015, this culvert was existing in that location, and the site was kind of built around that. So this was the site access to well 7 from Newport crosses over this existing culvert. You know, it's influenced by tidal water, as much of the drainages are in Discovery Bay. So it's we can't really get into the culvert currently and actually really assess all of the damage, particularly. But we see the ends have already corroded out, and there's some photos here in the staff report. The embankment along the sides of the access. There's no concrete headwalls or structures kind of reinforcing those inlet and outlet treatments. So it's all just kind of sloughing off. And presently it's undermined. So it's undermined by at least, you know, 4 to 5 feet on the inlet side. We don't have a photo of the outlet side, but the outlet of this culvert is essentially within Kellogg Creek. So the culvert extends. Yes, thank you for pulling that up. The culvert extends within Kellogg Creek. And when we were out there inspecting the site, that outlet side has a kind of a concrete riprap along the embankment where they place, you know, big boulders and slurry coat it. It's kind of a typical treatment where you have potential erosion. Well, it's now hollowed out on the outlet side. So it's completely undermined on that side as well. So we're not sure the extent of how far underneath the access road itself is unsupported, but it's continually degrading, and safe to say that it's probably unsuitable for heavy equipment at this time. So I think the current practice is to try to just maintain foot traffic across that access if possible. It's not just the access that makes it so important to the well site. It's also because it carries the electrical service to well 7 and the water, the production water from well 7 that goes up to Newport Drive. So if that access were to collapse in more of a catastrophic way, like it gets kind of something, you know, drives across and collapses it in, it could damage those utilities, which now means we also lose our operation of well 7. So it's the access and the operation of well 7 that make it so important. And it's somewhat of a, I guess, precarious alignment in that the outlet extends into Kellogg Creek, and that then no longer becomes Discovery Bay's jurisdiction or property. Discovery Bay's jurisdiction is the drainage ditch, and the culvert is their requirement to maintain. So we did reach out to Rec 800. We spoke with them about it. We spoke with their engineer, KSN, about it. And we kind of discussed what types of permits they think might be needed. Rec 800 would not be the permitting agency. Of course, they're just responsible for maintaining the levees and ditches. But they're not a regulatory body, you know, governing it. So they said, certainly for us to do this work, I know we will have to dewater the culvert. So we'll have to be in Kellogg Creek, essentially creating a sheet wall, blocking, the water from the culvert so that we can, you know, pump it out, dewater it, and, fully get in there to do the repair work. And that would inevitably involve some interference with Kellogg Creek, not interfering the drainage fully of Kellogg Creek, but having sheet piles within there and pumping our discharge water into Kellogg Creek. And their engineer said, well, this would definitely qualify you under a permit requirement with the Army Corps and possibly even the CDFW and Regional Water Quality Control Board. A lot of that requirement will be predicated on what the biologist finds. There'll have to be some biological survey to kind of capture what sensitive species are in there and have some initial discussions with these permitting agencies, which we have not done yet. So we looked at some options for this to avoid it becoming an emergency. And so the back, you know, just knowing like what is our backup plan currently if we need to get equipment out there to maintain it. There's likely access that we can get from the west off of Bixler Road. The district has a water line that crosses, according to our maps, it crosses across the agricultural field, and there's an easement there. And so there'll probably be some coordination with the landowner or whatnot, but we believe the district does have the right of access across that field if we need to get equipment. We don't know the suitability of the earth, you know, the earth out there to, if we needed to get heavy equipment or something across the field and we're in the middle of a storm or something, we don't really know how challenging that might be, but there is access most likely from the west. The problem still is that we have our utilities crossing the access, and if it fails and we lose that, if it fails, it becomes kind of a mess because we've got washout going into Kellogg Creek, you know, potentially utilities offline that need to be repaired in more of an emergency setting. So we prepared a scope of work and kind of gathered the specialty subs that we would need to really tackle this and put that before the board here in the staff report for your consideration, the committee, I guess, for discussion. And you know, as I was mentioning, it will involve a certain level of permitting and regulatory coordination. Most likely, it would be exempt from CEQA, but there still needs to be some studies done to really support that. And what seems to be the best option right now is to relocate this culvert. We considered, you know, can we line it? You know, can we put some other material in there? Most likely the culvert itself doesn't have any integrity left, and we probably lost a lot of soil. So it'll be a matter of trying to get something that with some integrity in there that can be filled with, you know, maybe a grout or something like that. But that's really an un there's a lot of uncertainty around that type of solution, and the longevity of that. If we're looking at like replacing it just in its current location, the challenge there is that during construction of a replacement project, we would have to support our water and our new electrical and make sure there's no real failure of our well operation during construction. And when we consider, well, what if we just relocate it upstream? And that's kind of what we're showing on the diagram that's in the staff report. And there's really a lot of benefits to that, to kind of reorienting the site access. You know, we'll move this culvert away from Kellogg Creek. So in the future, we won't have this as much of this direct Kellogg Creek kind of interference to maintain our culvert. And also during construction, we could stage it such that we actually reroute the water and electrical first. As we build it up, we could reroute it and then remove the other one offline. So there's much less risk of damaging, you know, our utilities during construction. So as it is now, it's recommended that this just may be a foot traffic only crossing. We monitor it routinely. We monitor it daily, weekly, just see if conditions start to change, if we start to get more undermining, and place temporary signage and fencing to prevent access across it. So I'm gonna maybe pause here and see if there's any questions. We have a scope of work that we prepared for Dina and Aaron and review, and this is the first time that you guys are seeing this. And this involves really the full scope of design and permitting, construction support, and there's. As you'll see in that scope, there's multiple permits that are going to likely happen when we start engaging with the agencies. The lake and stream bed alteration agreement required by the CDFW, and the 401 and 404 are Clean Water Act permits that are required. One is a federal and one is a state. But they serve basically to ensure that we're protecting impact to waters from construction that's in-stream construction work. And the lake and stream bed alteration agreement is because we're essentially going to be changing we're going to be changing the stream bed through this work.
Hey, I got a couple questions, Justin, and they may or may not be necessarily related, but just for general knowledge, I'm not sure. So on the diagram that we're looking at, the red line is indicated as raw water production. Correct?
Yeah, there's
Okay,
a
so where the heck is that coming from? Because we don't have a well over there anymore.
Oh, it's still existing though. There's oh, Aaron's let Aaron take it.
Are you talking if you're looking at the diagram, you're talking about the bottom right?
I'm looking at the red line, has an arrow going to it at the bridge, at the drive bridge that says raw water production.
That's now abandoned. That was part of the well five project.
That's what
the line is still there.
I get you.
But
it looks like it used to come from well five.
Correct.
Okay. So that's
but it's abandoned.
There's no effect. Okay. That has no effect on anything. It doesn't even matter if we could take that off the map.
Correct.
All right. Just clearing up my Justin, clearing up my confusions here. And then as I understand it, alternate three keeps everything on properties that are controlled and owned by the district. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's exactly right.
And you explained a lot, but you
It's okay.
understand. You developed it and understand it. We maybe don't.
Yeah.
So again, is there any risk? Because I know what fish and game and in inland waterway restrictions and all those different agencies you spoke about, is if we were to choose alternate three, are we clear of any sort of issues with water running into Kellogg Creek? Well, does water, let me ask you this, does water currently run into Kellogg Creek through the
Yes.
culvert?
Yes. Yes.
Will it continue to run into Kellogg Creek through the new?
Yes,
That
absolutely.
ditch
Yeah,
has got to empty, and
there's no change there.
Okay, so does that require any new permitting, Nate? Because all we're doing is that's an existing condition.
Yeah, it's an existing condition, but we need to essentially do modification to repair it. You know, we need to remove the old, you know, it'll be quite disruptive to repair that culvert. We'll put, if you put the diagram back up and we could look at that, it's, or I could maybe share screen if that's better.
I don't know what, I'm not seeing anything but you, so I don't know what to talk about by putting up.
We're putting the diagram back up, Justin.
Okay. Do you see this diagram now? Are we all looking at the same diagram? On the screen?
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking
yes.
at it. Okay.
Okay, great. Yes. Yeah. So this dashed red line that says existing culvert location.
Yep.
Yeah. So that currently that's the alignment. The culvert physically extends into Kellogg Creek. To do really anything on this, any work at all, we need to block the water. And so we'll have to do that with sheet piling most likely in Kellogg Creek, just on the outside of the culvert. We'll basically block off that boat ramp. We'll block that boat ramp access and create a wall from the edge of that boat ramp, cutting across to the embankment so that we're kind of blocking off Kellogg Creek water. And then we'll have to pump that out so we could dewater the culvert. And we'll have to have some, probably just pump it straight back into Kellogg Creek would be our first option. But the permitting agencies may say, you know, you need to put a little settling pond in or something like that before that water goes back into Kellogg Creek. But essentially, we have to sheet pile, dewater, send that water back into Kellogg Creek that we dewater. Now we've got a dry bed. Now we could do some work. You know, now we can whether it's rebuild it in its current location or relocate it.
So,
by relocating it, we would move it. So in the future, our culvert would not protrude into Kellogg Creek. In the future, we'd have better access to our culvert and maintenance of our culvert without really having direct, direct work inside of Kellogg Creek, if that makes sense.
So basically, we have to do the work. We have to just build a diversion dam. We have to build a dam that's going to divert the water so we can drain it through a temporary pipe, I would guess. Or else, do we just back up the creek, the upper creek?
We would probably put some sort of cofferdam upstream so that we're blocking it, and we could put a pipe bypass. Ideally, that's probably what would happen is we would first dewater the water that's in our work area, cofferdam upstream. We'd have a
That's the
pipe.
word I was looking for, cofferdam. I knew there was a word for it. I couldn't figure it out. Cofferdam. That's what I was looking for.
It's done a few of these large culvert projects, and one that we did that was seven foot diameter, and we had this cofferdam set up and a pipe bypass that was running. We had to get that water. We had to go up the stream pretty high to get enough elevation to make that pipe bypass work well enough on gravity. In this case, there may be pumps involved, but we might be able to do a bypass with just gravity. And this is just
Cool.
only for like the during the construction. This is just like the
Right, all
more the
temporary
construction
stuff.
logistics.
But I'm just dumb, I guess. I just can't sound like Senator Kennedy. I'm just a big dummy here, but I gotta tell you. I don't see, I'm still a little bit confused as to where the water gets out of Domingo. Is that what that says? Drainage Creek. Domingo. Drainage. What is that, what that says? Drainage Creek? I can't.
Drainage ditch. Yeah,
The drainage ditch.
it's
How
just a
it,
drainage ditch.
which
There's no
is
name.
currently servicing the culvert, or the culvert is currently servicing the drainage ditch, correct?
Correct.
The drainage. Yeah.
That's
Okay.
all it's serving.
Where's it gonna, I don't see where that water enters Kellogg Creek in the future.
So you see the green dotted lines, that square box? That's
Yeah.
going to be the new access road. The culvert will be through that.
Oh, and the water will continue to go through the red dotted line after we complete the. Okay,
Will
so
just a drain.
that still has a possibility of failing, though.
We're moving all the utilities through our new.
I get that. Who's responsible for that ditch if it fails? Who's responsible for the red dotted
We're
culvert in
taking
the
it out.
future?
You're taking it
Deconstruction.
We're gonna, if we do a relocation, we're gonna completely remove the old culvert, and we're gonna have to restore the embankment. So it'll just be an open channel. We'll no longer have a culvert. We'll no longer have. So in option three, in alternative three, we'd be relocating the crossing in that green dash line, putting a new culvert, putting all the utility crossings.
That's just going to be a continuation of the ditch. It's just going to be an open ditch.
Correct.
That road goes away completely. It's no longer valuable. It has no apps, nothing. That's just an open ditch now, like it is here.
Yeah, but that correct. So that ditch
And
now
the
will,
culvert's here.
yep, and that ditch
Okay.
will now be ours,
All right.
which is,
Clear
allows
enough.
us.
I'm sorry. I get it. I just, you know, that it doesn't say the word new water access or whatever, right? So I get it now. Okay. Completely
We just
understand.
tried to keep it a real basic figure just
And
for
then the road's going
orientation.
to go directly through that green dotted line from east to west. But
And
Steve.
this is just graphical. Like, is this an exactly where we would
No,
put
no, no,
or?
no, no. Good enough. Good enough. I just wanted to make sure that I clearly understood that. And so I hope, I'm sorry, Carolyn. I
No,
probably were
no.
ahead of me, but.
No, no, I always appreciate listening to your questions.
Okay, it makes perfect sense now. Thank you.
Yeah. All good.
It looks to me like you have set it up to the benefit of the district by proposing alternate three because of the least amount of regulation that's going to be involved. Am I reading that correctly?
We'll
Which is
most likely have to get permits, but this option will probably be viewed the most favorably from the regulatory agencies, because we're gonna have there will be kind of better outlet management of the culvert water before it goes into Kellogg Creek, and it'll be an exposed outlet, so we'll be able to see what's going on.
Okay. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Go ahead, Carolyn. I've asked a ton of questions. You go
No,
ahead and
no,
ask. I
no.
have more
So,
questions,
no,
but
and
you go
I'm
ahead.
just, so it's all on our property, and this is the least disruptive to the wildlife, to the land around it, to. So, yes.
So is do we own that ditch, or is it excuse me, is it part of the district property, that ditch, or is it an easement we have over something that Rec 800 or somebody else has?
The ditch on the west side of Newport, all the way up to the new development, is owned by us.
Which is why we had the issue with the home builders down at the far end. Okay. Well, good. I think personally, I believe
Yes.
that that's the best option because we have more control of the project. We have more leverage with regards to getting permits because it's all on our property. We don't have to ask permission. We don't have to get other agencies involved any more than is required by law. And thank you for explaining it to a big dummy.
No, it's,
It's
I mean, it, when you go on site, it's like just kind of a culvert, but when you start to dig into it, you're like, well, there's some risks there. I mean, it's the water and the utilities that are crossing it that make it more precarious. Because if we're in the middle of construction, relocating helps us a lot because we can control that utility crossover. We're going to put new water and electrical over the new crossing and tie that all in, build that, tie it all in. Now everything's functioning. The new crossing's functioning. Now we can just get rid of the old culvert and get rid of the old water and electrical.
And I believe I read in the report that by sequencing it correctly, we can put in new utilities without having to disconnect the old utilities. So therefore, we don't have to have well subbing down for any extended period of time. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay.
Because if we just.
And
No, go ahead.
I wouldn't count on getting a very heavy truck from Pixler Road to that site if we need it, to be honest with you, because that land out there can be pretty marshy.
That's what
One
I
of the,
figured.
yeah, let's just get this done and not have to worry about that, and hopefully we have no issues with well seven in the next. But what's the length of the term of the project?
Twelve months. 12 months. We'd want to do
Okay.
construction. We'd want to do design and permitting right now during this winter. Have you know, bids or quotes, however we get a contractor, we'll have to get contractor costs. You know, there will still be a cost to build it, to construct it.
Will it go ahead?
And that'll be, you know, late winter, spring. You know, we'll be have permitted design, and then we'll get the work done in the dry season.
There you have it.
Yeah.
You answered my question before I asked it,
I would
Justin.
agree.
Because I was going to say, I'm
Yeah.
wondering what the impact would be of have heavy rain, a heavy rainy winter spring, which we might have with El Nino. With regards to the cofferdam and that type of thing.
Yeah.
So you don't anticipate starting this project till probably late spring of 27.
Yeah, that's correct. That's
Construction, the
correct.
construction part.
Right.
Okay.
And between now and then, we just shouldn't be on that culvert with anything heavy if we can avoid it. If the sloughing continues to happen, so be it. The main thing is we just don't want our water and electrical utilities to get damaged.
If the sloughing continues, the what's at risk is our utilities,
Yeah.
but it's going to be backhoed out and sloughed out anyway at the end to make it an
Yeah.
opening, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Let's
It's
go
not
ahead.
desirable environmentally, but it's just what it is. It's just sloughing off, you know. Yeah.
Who unrelated question, who owns the pedestrian bridge? I mean, is it our responsibility? Is it Rec 800?
We take care of it.
Is it the county?
The county owns it. We maintain that through our agreement and zone three
We
plan.
maintain the actual physical bridge itself or just the landscaping around it?
We inspect the bridge, and
We
if there's
do.
issues, we report that to the county.
So that's a separate budgeted item with the county that if we had issues, we would go to them with a proposal, just like we do at the park.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, thanks, Justin. That's all I have, Kevin.
Thank
I'm
you.
sorry.
Okay. Do we have, do I need to go to public comment?
Do we?
Okay. Do we have any public comment? Anyone on the line?
No hands are raised.
Okay.
What in the room?
Is there any public comment in the room?
This is on the agenda.
Then
yes,
I believe that we are in concurrence.
Yes, so we will recommend. Yes, absolutely.
Alternate three.
Yes, alternate three.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Justin. Appreciate that. Is that all we have for him?
No.
Oh,
no. Now we go on to F2. Discussion and possible recommendation regarding the approval of agreement for Shope Engineering General Services for fiscal year 26-27.
Is there a presentation for this?
Nope. Just, yep. F2 discussion item for Shope Engineering fiscal year 26-27 for their general services contract, which is attached. The scope of work includes contract administration and management, district meeting and coordination, regulatory reporting and tracking, including CIP planning and development, and as needed engineering and design services, much like the Well 7 culvert discussion we just took place. So the recommendation action from staff is to move this to the board meeting for approval.
The only questions, and they can't be answered here tonight, that Nina told me, my only for comparison purposes, I would have liked to have known what our general engineering contract was for last year with LSCE, and then what it's going to be with two. How much more?
We had two last year.
Okay, what was it last year? Do we have that?
Yeah. So that was a question that should have been asked 2 years ago.
I can do that.
I won't probably bring that up in the meeting, but I was just.
Well, maybe she wants to bring it up as a point.
I would like
to
get to have that information. Margaret will probably get that for you.
Yes.
So what would you like us to do with this proposal? Recommend it to the board
for approval.
Okay, I think we can do that.
Recommend.
There's not a whole lot here to analyze. The understanding I have is that as we develop as a district, as we found in many different areas of growing pains, we have more and more regulation, and that's just the state we live in. And so having one organization focus on dealing with all of our regulatory mandates, tell me when I go wrong here, helps let our LSCE, who's been our town engineer for 20 something years, focus on the projects and repairs and maintenance of our existing infrastructure, mm-hmm. and then have our regulatory stuff be handled by Shope yeah. Engineering. So it's a
two different
it's
buckets.
Just a sharing
yep.
of duties, but they're totally different duties.
Mm-hmm.
One more highly technical from a regulatory, one regulatory and one not. Let's just put it that way. I think that's fair.
Is that your opinion as well?
Yes, correct. We have many projects.
Yes. Okay.
Well, 8 pipeline projects.
So for the board's understanding, that's kind of why I said, I mean, that's how the board should try to understand
no,
it. We're.
No, I think that's great. And another comment I made is that Jeff Shope has been worked with the district years ago, and then left, and then he's been back what 2 years?
Second.
And I think it's everybody is so comfortable with him and everything. He seems so competent, and I think refinding whatever people like that.
Town engineer for about 5 years, at least after John Fawcett left.
That's wonderful.
Great
no,
name.
All good.
for a
water engineer.
What a great name for a water engineer, Fawcett.
okay, well, let's move on then.
Okay.
Let's go on to F3. And this is discussion and recommendation regarding the agreement with Ludorf and Scalamini for the 2026-27.
Correct. So before you is staff's recommendation to bring to the board the approval of the fiscal year 26-27 Ludorf and Scalamini General Services contract. Their scope of work would be contract management, meetings, regulatory assistance, and contingency for capital projects and planning assistance. Small overlap, but this one's more project-based. Regulatory assistance, and then you have your capital projects, which is pretty much everybody all on hand, taking a look at our system and suggesting what's best for the town.
And what is the what was the contract for 25-26? Oh, but
we don't know that.
We don't know that. Okay.
So let me just review something here real quick. There is some overlap in there. A little bit. Because there's specific to water waste, I mean to the plants. Not to
one's a CASJAB. So LSE will be doing the CASJAB regulatory reporting, just be doing the others.
We'll be conducting. Hold on. They'll be doing the what? What is that? You're using acronyms that people that don't work with them all the time don't know.
Well, monitoring and state reporting.
Okay. Okay. All right. I think, I mean, if it works for them, it works for me.
Yes, I agree. Okay. And we would recommend to the board.
Both those contracts.
Yes. And last, F4, the steel components.
No.
Mm-hmm. So I would like to introduce Anne Marie. She is our engineer with BOM Water. Yep. And so she will be presenting the item to you.
You can put her on the screens if you'd like. You can put her on that screen.
Hi, can you all hear me?
We can, yes. And we're gonna see you in just a minute, I think.
I'm called in on two devices, so this is my cell phone. I don't think you should be able to see me.
Okay. No, that's cool.
Okay. Are you able to share the presentation on your end, or do you need me to do it on mine?
We have that in front of us on paper, so you can just move forward.
Okay. So we are here to discuss the PV project for the community center and Willow Lake treatment plant. The PV project is part of a larger energy efficiency project. At the community center, we're upgrading some HVAC, electrifying some of the units, and adding lighting and upgrading some of the lighting to LED. The PV project specifically is facing an issue with the impending deadline to submit our final building permit to PG&E by February 15th of 2027. So I don't know if you want to go to the first or the next slide. This issue is presented because our original design includes an array A that was proposed to be the front row over the front row of parking for the planned admin building. I think everyone is aware that the admin building is behind on permit receipt. Mm-hmm. And so we talked to the admin building team to see if we could still construct array A there. It will impede their construction and impede their ability to get equipment in and out and their ease of schedule. Keeping it there will impede their construction and it potential cost increases. Not only that, is they'd have to either pave twice or pave around the array. So just kind of creates a large mess. So to mitigate that issue, we've broken up the modules for array A and spread them out over arrays B through D. This adds an extra row of modules over for C and D, presenting a new issue of fire or emergency vehicle clearance. And Dina mentioned some city trucks, including a back truck for any kind of sewer issues that happen on site. So to mitigate that issue, we recommended that we raise array, I believe it was either C or D, but for ease of clearance and aesthetic reasons, we're moving forward with raising all three arrays. We currently have structural written approval, other county approvals. We do not yet have a building permit. So this raising of all three arrays requires a resubmission for structural review, which presents our larger issue of the impeding deadline. So when we order, we are asking if we can order the steel before we receive the building permit and before structural has done an additional review of the changes. These changes to the design are done and they will be submitted no later than end of day tomorrow, so Thursday, August 20th. But we don't have any idea how long it will take the county to review the resubmission, and we can't guarantee they won't come back with any changes. The current design is approved on a structural calculation base, code base, and for all other intents and purposes, it's approved. And the only thing that is being changed is the height of the arrays. However, again, we can't confirm that they won't come back with any required design changes. A required design change would cause a change in the steel. It could cause a change in the steel that is ordered. So the risk to you guys is if we order steel now before we receive final approval, we could get hit with the county not liking something, requiring another structural change, which could trigger a need to order steel again or partial new shipment of steel. However, if we don't wait, or if we do wait for county approval and full building permit, we run the risk of not receiving final sign-off by February 15th of 2027, and you would miss your deadline to remain on the NEM 2A tariff with PG&E, which is more advantageous for solar. So if you go to the next slide, I have a breakdown of the financial impact. So right now with the new design, we're estimating for NEM 2, first year savings of $182,123 over a useful life of 17 years. So that comes out to $3,096,091. If you were to miss the deadline and have to submit this project under NEM 3, you would lose roughly $47,812 a year compounded over the useful life. I guess back to risk one, if we order the steel package is currently $311,145 with an expedited shipping fee, because no matter when we order now, we need an expedited shipping. You'll break even in terms of cost versus loss of savings after 6.24 years. Our engineer has thinks that it's highly unlikely we will need a total steel re-procurement, so an additional 311,000. It is more likely that we'll need partial steel reorder for around 58,823. But we can't, obviously, we aren't in control of the county, and I know you guys have experienced a lot of issues with them with the admin building. So we have, other than our their extensive experience dealing with counties, dealing with solar, dealing with steel calculations, and the structural design of canopies, we can't guarantee. However, if the steel reorder only results in an additional 58,823, you're looking at a break even year one and some change. So we're looking at I guess the risk of a total potential steel expenditure of 622,291 if we move forward with steel purchasing prior to building permit issuance.
And that is worst case scenario.
Yes, because that would be a complete steel resteel order.
And
Refabrication of everything involved in the structural design in terms of steel.
your thoughts, your engineer's thoughts, that it would be more like right around 60,000.
Correct. Yes.
I'm a, I don't know that I'm clear on this, Anne Marie. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Why? I'm a little I'm not sure why we have $311,000 in here twice. What when I look at currently, what is the what would it, if we were to order and leave the arrays the way they were, what was the steel price?
Well, the steel to move forward with the design as needed now is $311,000, 145.
That's before the re-engineering.
That should the steel should be less. I don't have that specific number for you, but that original design is no longer an option, given the admin building has not been
So
constructed.
then when you say estimated steel reorder, you're saying that's what the ad is for the new engineering and re I don't get it. What are these numbers? What am I
No,
missing here?
so right now the current number for steel procurement is $311,145. The
Under
worst
which
case,
design plan?
the current one that we have to submit, so the updated design with three
And
arrays.
the expansion of B and C.
The expansion of B, C, and D. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So then what's the 58,823?
So in the event that the county has additional comments to the structural design, that would require additional steel procurement. That 58,000, or let's call it just under 60,000, could be the potential cost to reorder a certain portion of the steel if the county has an issue with the plans that are being submitted tomorrow.
How can you estimate that without knowing what sort of changes the county is requiring?
That's a very good question. It's our engineer, based off his experience with what the county has already approved,
Okay,
the
I get
calculations
you.
that are. Yeah.
I get you. That's kind of the answer I was looking for. Okay.
Okay.
How much higher? So we're expanding the width and the height.
Correct.
Of those two projects, how much higher are we going?
The minimum clearance will be 13 foot 6. So
What
13
was the
feet 6
original?
inches.
What was the original height?
I but it was ooh, the minimum clearance I believe was 12.
So we're going up 1 foot, basically?
I believe so. Don't I would need to ask clarification.
Wait a
I
minute, I
don't.
may have that answer.
1 foot 6 inches. You're going
Okay,
up.
one in there, 18 inches. We're going up 18 inches.
Okay.
So this is, I'm sorry. I'm asking these questions because I'm trying to evaluate the risk that we would be taking by pre-ordering the steel. And I'm from, to call my wife up. She worked for a steel company for 26 years. In my experience in construction, 30 years or so, there's not like any wind shear that we're going to have to come up with because of 18 inches. There's not things that I could see the county having an issue with. I kind of think, how long did it take to get this through the county the first time?
Dina, are you aware of that timeline? I actually just returned from maternity leave, so.
Oh, well, congratulations. What'd you have?
Yeah, so I've missed the last 4 months. So when I was leaving, we were just starting our.
Well, you were doing very important things, so we're okay with that.
I don't recall the exact timeline. I know it was much faster than it was for the building. So.
Yeah, I think that considering the situation, I'm getting a little bit of a nod, that we should not have a problem with getting a fairly hasty approval for the modifications based on the fact that they're responsible that we have to do the modifications. Mm-hmm. If they would have gotten us our building permits when they were supposed to, we wouldn't have to do these modifications. We've been waiting for over a year, but I won't get into that with you because it's not in your business, but trust me, it's a little bit touchy to mm-hmm. talk about it.
I can understand.
I'm a kind of a risk taker, though, so I may be the wrong person to ask for this.
No, I mean, my thoughts are, you know, yeah, we're making this change. It's, you know, not that much of a change, the 18 inches, you know, which is necessary. The worst scenario could be is if we miss our timeline for the NEM 2A. I mean, that would be the absolute worst. And the way things are going, with the permits here, you know, we can easily see that happening. So I think in the, I would go conservative on this and say, yeah, I think we need to do it. And cool. And let's hope it keeps the increase is only the 58,000 or 60, whatever. But we, in case they say, no, you have to start all over and so now you need to order all new. I can't imagine that either, but I think we need to have a backup plan just in case. It certainly hasn't gone.
Okay, I'm not
plan.
Clear. I'm not clear on your position.
Okay. No.
I
would agree to doing the.
Go ahead to order it now.
622-291. Yes.
To order it now. Yeah. I think I agree with that. Based on the minimal. First of all, based on the fact that we are striving to reach a goal and target that the county is extremely interested in with regards to alternative mm-hmm. power sources. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to meet a state requirement. Everybody's gung-ho on alternative energy measures, and we're just doing our damnedest to make that happen with having monkey wrenches thrown at us. So I really feel confident that if push came to shove, we could have a meeting with county and say, hey guys, come on, you got to get this through because the steel's ordered and we need to move forward. We need to meet these deadlines. They're deadlines that are going to help us financially as a district. And it's different than asking for building permits. That's my feeling. I think it's much less risky than that. So I would feel that the prudent thing to do, the prudent thing to do at this point would be to pre-order the steel and pay for it. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. That's.
This is on the board.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. So we are going to make the recommendation that we do.
I like that.
See with that. Okay. Any public comment? Anyone on the phone?
There's none.
Is there anyone in the room with any public comment about what we just discussed? With that, do public comment again? No. Okay.
Is there any more items?
No. Is there anything else to be any future agenda items? With that, we will end the meeting.
Righty.